So I choose sing hymn 380 because I'll put Jesus first as a priority in our life. Bible says, what Jesus says, first, he asks us to do something first. First, forsake his kingdom and his righteousness. Yeah. I ask you, if you want to be success, if you want to be victorious, seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. What the Bible says? This verse. Brother side. They say random things. Quite scary. I guess he might pick you up. There's no order. So. Everybody know it's in the book of Gospel. Anybody just say? Hey, thank you. Can you read? Yeah, 33 is about seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So, first things our life, in our time management, first things is for God. As long as you know how to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, the rest of them, who will provide for you? God will provide for you. But if you seek something, the rest of things first, and you come back to, you can seeking the God's kingdom and his righteousness, then what happened? You have no time. There's no time. Remember, because when the basket, that's our life. That's our limited resources. That you have to put the right things first. Yeah. If you put the sand, then there's no space. So it's good to, which one do you think is the best? Anybody think about it? Certainly seek his kingdom and righteousness first, and then going back to this basket is something confusion for you then. Remember, because those are the ping pong ball, you know? The little marbles. And then you can have experiment when you go home, okay? So you find the answer, send me email. So TJ, I find it. Answer. Yeah. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. Now, how you can seek his kingdom and his righteousness first then? Seek his kingdom and his righteousness for how you can do that. Read Bible is good. Yeah, read the Bible. When you have a good eyes, read Bible. I have a trouble already. I need a, you know, this one is a, you know, the magnified glasses. So when I look at you, very abstract way to see everybody beautiful, that's why. Because these magnified glasses. I pretend I look at you very clearly, but actually not. Do you know what I mean? Because when I read, because I want to read the Bible, that's why. But at the same time, this eyes already narrowing. Because when I read the Bible, I have to do this without it. Sometimes, most hardest one is when you put the needle to go to thread into. Oh no! I realize that. I realize that's a limitation. When you have a good eyes. Good ears, good minds, healthy life. When you have a healthy life, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Where's the kingdom of God? Right there. From the other side of earth and the other side. 360 degree different place they pointed out. We pointed out here, then the other side pointed there. Kingdom of God, where is it? Yes.
In the word and in our hearts.
In your heart. Great. Yeah, kingdom of God is in your midst. And Jesus says, it's not in here and there, but in your midst. So kingdom of God is in your midst. The heart is in your heart. You know, that's the center where God, He Himself dwelling with us. Because most of us, we receive the Holy Spirit already. Yeah. Is it true? Yeah. So Spirit of God within you, the Spirit of God dwelling in your heart, there where the kingdom of God is there. Temple of God is there. So you have to seek His kingdom. That means your heart. You have to seek His. You have to clean your heart. Always seek your heart to seek His kingdom. Think seeking things above. Your life is different. Because your life is a different dimension then. The God will provide the rest of them. You already think the most important things in your life did it. Just like Daniel, he never forget the 3 times of prayer a day. Is it true? 3 times he prayed. He opened the window to the kingdom of God. Because that was the Old Testament time, right? To the Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times. There's a lot of trouble in his life. Don't you think so? Yet, he never forget the first priority. Seek His kingdom. God will provide everything for you. Sometimes because I want to experience, you know, Lion's Den, what kind of experience it is. You know, there's the ones that I go down to Lion's Den, all the lions there, I play with them and I just, petting them, but they don't, you know, they don't eating me, and then they just look, they just come to me, you know, so just, you know, very, rubbing me, then, wow, the big, you know, lions, oh, I can petting them. What is that, you know, how awesome experience. We never have that experience. But Daniel, he had that experience. Awesome experience. When he was cast into the lion's den, all the lions, do you think the lions is like already fill up their stomach? So anybody come and you're just waiting for there for one day later, I'll eat you up. It's not that, you know. All these lions is, you know, already their stomach is empty. Purposely, when coming down, they just grab them. That's what they, you know, situation is like this. But God will provide. God save his life. So, seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. Then God will protect you. That is your success. That is your life, a bountiful blessing. Do you agree? You try it. You're testing God. This one, you can test in God. Another way is to seek His kingdom and His righteousness. Anybody? Anything? Seek His kingdom. Because when I look at you, because it's too abstract, so. I want to bring the correct glasses so I can see you better later. Simple things. If you keep the Sabbath, for example, you determine to God, in the future, I'm going to get a job. You know, later when you have after college, you study, you get a job. I really want to keep the Sabbath. Please help me. My life, let me find out the job, then keep your given service. So my life to be sanctified. My life to be this way to glorify you. My life this way to remember your kingdom every Sabbath. So it's strengthening my faith. Please help. This is my goal. This is my life direction to me. Help my life. Do you think God do not listen to you? God listen to you. If you seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, which means in your life, you have that desire. Remember the John chapter 15, Jesus promised us, you ask me in my name, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it to you. Don't ask, you know, I need a handsome husband, you know, at least six figure of a year, you know, salary, so my life to be easy way. No, not that kind of asking, but seek His kingdom and His righteousness first. God will provide for you. Once we can be satisfied with God, that your life will truly be rejoiced. Rejoice does not come from the man. Rejoice does not come from the flesh. Rejoice comes from where? Rejoice. Smile, you can smile, but rejoice comes from God. Yeah. What is a rejoice? When you can feel the rejoice. When your heart is secure. You know somebody with you, the mighty, especially the mighty God with you always. You can feel it. In your prayer, you know that God leads your life. Wherever you go, you can feel that you have confidence. Remember that when God promised to Moses, God promised to Jacob, it's very precious, you know, the promise. Let's look at the book of Exodus. Because we're using too many times for the Jacob, so. Book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 12. Exodus chapter 3, verse 12, and he said, Exodus, and he said, certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. When Moses, he's seeking the God's will, because God gave him an assignment. You go to the land of Egypt, bring my people back, then I will be with you. I'll be with you. When you look at the Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, this verse is also same of the concept. Matthew 28, teaching them to observe all that I command you, and the Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. This, what Jesus commanded to his disciple is, it's not whatever you entertain yourself, you enjoy your life, I'll be with you. It's not that. If you're seeking his kingdom and his righteousness first, then I'll be with you. That's what this passage mentioned. I am with you always, even to the end of ages. I am with you. It's not that you're seeking your life for your selfish way of seeking. No. When you seek his kingdom and his righteousness, that's what he meant. Then I'll be with you. This is a comfort from the Lord. This is encouragement from God. So first things, if we know the first thing, the priority, the rest of them is easy. Have you ever solved the Sudoku? You're not the get old, so you don't do it, right? You're not, because once you reach to age 50, then get into the Sudoku. I don't think the Sudoku is your game, but it's usually the game for the old people to avoid Alzheimer's. I'm scared, actually. You know, sometimes I forget something, I put it there, and I forget it. Where did I put it? And then I forget it. Yeah. Well, I'm not yet to my smartphone into the refrigerator yet. But, or sometimes I shock myself. I forget many things. So I have to do the Sudoku. So, but if you know how to do the Sudoku, because this is number 1 to 9, in one square. Once there's empty, then how can I fill up all this number? Because that's a 1 to 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 square. You put it on the number, but you should not be the same number to the line this way, a line that way. Also within square, you have to be 1 to 9. Not that simple, you know, but all people like it because avoid Alzheimer's. Why I mention it? Because when you start to put the number, once you know number, right number, once a certain amount of number fix in, the rest of them is easier. It's enjoying, put one by one. You know, round, that's a fun. Same thing. If you seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, your number is already enough spread in your life. The rest of them is easy to fix out. That's what I'm saying. Make sense? That's okay. When you reach the 50, reminding me, I remind you the Sudoku is help you, okay? Then that's enough. Let's look at the paper here. We have this last hour, the time management for Christians. You have a life, your life end. Remember, one day we have to go, right? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Can you random things? I want to enjoy this since it's a computer generated random names. It takes time? Oh, it's there. Oh, David Penn? Yeah, thank you. Can you read Hebrews chapter 9, 27? Everybody die. But after death, here 9:27 says there is a judgment. You have to remember that. But I'm not talking about the negative side. You know, don't be scared. As long as you are in Christ with you, you don't have to worry about it. Because you are not in the final judgment, but you inherit the kingdom of God. But the thing is, one day you die. Once you die. So life, nobody can get away from that. That means, just I mentioned it before, limited resources, our time. Let us remember that. And number two, the life of the time. This grammatical is very strange. Life. I don't even understand. But the thing is, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, 2. What I'm saying is life, there is a life, then there is a right time. That's what I meant, okay? So you never forget this, you know, Konglish, okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Saraku. Yeah, 1 and 2, thank you. Thank you. Actually, this is a continuation. You know, issue about the time, appointed time, appointed time. Appointed time is very precious. Appointed time. Right time. Right time. It's very precious. Because one time, because I talked to my wife, I should have met you earlier. So then my life may be more blessed. Because I have more children. I have two. Maybe. And also, because, you know, and the end of it is, wow, we met the right time. That's why life is blessed. Yeah. Have you tasted the, you know, the fruit that is unripened? Anybody? How is it? Bitter. Thank you. You know, it had to be squeezed. Bitter, you know, bitter. Even though this fruit can be sweeter later, but you pluck it and then you just taste it because not the right time, so taste is no good. Have you ever, anybody tasted, you know, the overripened one? Yes. Which one did you taste it? Huh? Banana. The color is brown color, then it's... But you know the banana, the brown one, actually the most nutritious. But who can, you know, who can? Have you ever tasted apple, that overripe one? The inside color is different, you know, it's not, you know, the high pitch sounds, but it's a lower tone. It's important. Right time. Everybody have a right time to do the right things. You know. Yeah. That is an important part of our life. So right time to the right things. God designed us. You know the four seasons, how wonderful, or it is California. Those people who go through the different places, you know, California is no fun. There's no such a different, you know, changing of, you know, the different color of nature. But you come from the East Coast, you know, from other place. I came from Chicago, and beautiful. I'm not that good. Yeah, I mean, winter it's okay, but you know. You know, winter in Chicago, awesome. Winter is awesome. But too awesome, sometimes too cold. Yeah. But before last year, it was really cold. It's just like you know, Siberia, close to Siberia cold. Yeah. So I just think about it. It's fun for, you know, to bring the hot water outside. I mean, inside, you know, make hot water, and then go out, you know, spray outside. Only you can do it in Chicago, or somewhere, you know, Canada maybe. There. Yeah, it's. But there's a, the leaves change, you know, to the autumn color in, you know, a fall season, and then snow yet later melted away, and then spring comes, and then there's a flowers, blossoms, and they all turn to be green suddenly. It is beautiful, according to the by time, different things. Our life is the same thing. You need to have a right time. Remember when Jesus went to look at from the distance from the fig tree? So he walked in to get the fig tree. No fig tree. Yeah. So what Jesus did it? Cursed the tree. Yeah. So what happened from the bottom? It's withered by the curse of the Lord Jesus. Supposed to have a fruit when Jesus approached to the fig tree. Yeah. Same thing in our life. Your life and my life, we have to bear the fruit. And we have to bear the fruit. Seasonally, accordingly. Time issue is important. So your time, what is maximize, use your time for the good things to do? You have to think about it. Your time is limited, but because of you doing something, what you have done is that value turned to be infinity, which everlasting. Then is truly valuable. It makes sense? When you have $10 and that you think that I want to offer to God 50% and I want to offer to God $5, you put the offering box $5. These $5, because you had to put on the $5 with the 50% out of your money, it becomes an eternity value. Is it true? It is. This $5, the one you put in the offering box, it turned out to be eternal values, which is not limited your time and space. Do you think so? Remember when the widows took a couple of coins, put on the offering box, it turned out to be eternal values. How much the value? Only 2 copper coins? Jesus mentioned that she offered everything. What that means? Is it 2 copper coins value? No. This value is maybe $1 million value. Who knows? But God knows. Because the 2 copper coin at that time, her heart is moved. That is the time she offered everything actually. From outside, worldly people look at only just 2 copper coin. That's all. But from the God's point of view, this is everything. That means the value cannot compare with the worldly values. It makes sense? So, time. Whenever your time comes, God give you a chance to do something for Him. Just do it. That is the right time. Yeah. Then it turned out to be eternal values. It is meaningful for you. Sometimes we miss the chance. Then we feel sorry. Yeah. Third one. The lifetime goes fast indeed. Psalm chapter 90, verse 9 and 10. This is very famous verse. Psalm 90, verse 9 and 10. Thank you. Julia then. Julia. Must be sister. Julia? Julia? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Verse 9 here says, for all days, all our days have declined thy fury. We have finished our years like a sigh. My life is gone. That's what it meant, right? My life is gone by one sigh. Life is short. Do you know the life, how fast it is? How fast your life is? If you are 15 years old, your life speed is 15 miles speed when you drive your car. If you reach 20 years old, the speed is 20 miles. Means 52 miles speed. I feel it. Life is very short. I can feel it. Life is too fast. But I remember when you age, how come time is that much slow, frustrated in anything, stimulate things. But once you reach to, later on, you can tell life is short, it's fast. And also the content of life, verse 10 says, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow. Yeah, labor and sorrow, you have to work hard. In order to survive, you have to work hard. Of course, that's your choice. You can put the mat and then empty can on the intersection. You can ask for help from other people. So you don't need any skill. You don't need any career experience. But that kind of life is not the true life. We have to put our effort for survive our life. We know that the Moses, his life, I don't know, first 40 years of his life, it seems we says he's in the palace. Is that what happy in his life? Do you think so? When he was in the palace, his life was happy. I don't think so. Some people think, wow, it's so brilliant, so bright life in the palace. He received a high education. I used it too when I delivered the message. But he knows from the early ages, young, he knows where he came from. As appearance, he's a son of the Egyptians, princess. Yet he knows where he came from because his mother feeding him and let him know you are Israelite. you are Israelites. And all the rest of the you know, palace people didn't know that. They knew that. Then the possibility they just discriminated him too. Even though nobody can kick him out of the palace yet, people doesn't like him to be there, I'm sure. His life is comfortable? 40 years in the palace? No. About the Daniel's life, he as a prime minister, his life is so comfortable there? No. Chaldeans, they're always trying to kick him out of there. Why? Because he doesn't have any his men to support him. He's the only one from the Israel. The exile to the Babylon. He become a prime minister. Who likes it? This guy is not our people. We have to kick him out. But God sustained his position. But his life is not easy. So, life, you can tell, life is struggling. Wherever you go, life is struggling. But you have to be survived. And also, a lot of us, we know that life is full of effort, yet sorrow and labor. That's our life. Like we have to remember. And the next pages. And how quickly passing past the present, how to live a time in the future. And I mentioned, do not miss the past. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Ivan Young, can you read Ecclesiastes 7:10? Thank you. Anybody think this way? Anybody who think this way, raise your hands. Do you think, you think so? Your past is better than now? Well, when you go to college, you know, before the final exam, you feel that. But beside that, then that's okay. some people always think that the past is better. Christians, no. Present is the best. Christian's life is always we are stick into the present time. Why? We are connecting with the everlasting life. We never indwelling in the past. That's not a Christian life. Some people, they always stay in the past of their failing. Don't be. You get out of there. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you have, at that time, you have some problem at that time. There's a lot of issue maybe in your past. Don't blame your past. Now your age is about reached 15. What? How old your age now? Age groups? 14 to, is it 15? Your age, 15 to 17, right? 18 you go to NYTS. Yeah. So in your ages, you might, yes. 13 to 18, okay. 13, oh, okay. Sometimes you maybe complain your parents. Why my parents, Why? I don't like my father. I don't like my mother. You can do that, But in your ages, you have to think about it. High school, you have to grow up enough. You have to overcome all your past. Now you are here. Do not blame others. Now it's your own life. You have to make you build your life. In your responsibility, don't blame others. Once you start to blame others, when you become 20 years old, still blamed. Because my life like this because of this. So they come to you, say sorry, and then they fix you your life. No, your life is always there. You are the one who center of the problem. You have to deal with it. So, in your life, you have to fix up. You have to find out. That's your responsibility of your time management. Never blame others. But But you have plenty of time to fix up yourself. You have plenty of chance to you can make your life to be victorious. Why you blame others as losers? Don't be. Christian life always look at the present time. You are here because of how wonderful it is, you know. Your life is how blissful. Because when you go to the third country, they don't even have a chance to receive like your way to receive the education. Do you know that? They have nothing in their life. We have anybody who has more than two Bible, raise your hands. One for spare, one for use, you know, one for the note, one for using something else. But anyway, we have plenty of materials. You have a Bible, you have a note, you have a nice pen. Even you can choose a pen. Today using this pen, tomorrow this pen. So much blessing in your life. Don't you think? This is your blessing. That means God provides you everything that, you know, your surround your situation, make your life to be blessed. It is. But the thing is, we do not waste our time. We do not well manage our time. Maybe that was a past. Still okay your ages. If my age come to, you know, 50, then before I should have better than that, you know. Then somebody say, yeah, you're too late. Then I have to take it. But it's different. Your past is gone. That's okay. Your life from today. You have a responsible for your life today. Then God will bless you. So here, Ecclesiastes 7:10. You know, this word said, do not say, why is that the former days were better than this? Yeah. Today is better. Today is better. Remember the first page is say, today is the tomorrow that a dying person desperately missed. It makes sense. Yeah. But you remember your past. That one's important. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. Eris Huang. Oh, who is that? You? Oh, no. Oh. Eris Huang. Oh, okay. Would you read this, Deuteronomy? Oh, yeah, that's okay. Because here it says, remember the days of old. Consider the years of all generation. And then here it continues, it asks the his people to remember. The Israelites, they're always reminding them how God's grace and his mighty upon his people to lead them out of Egypt. They always remember that. And also they always remember 600,000 they perish in the wilderness because they complain to God. They remember that. They don't want to make the same mistake. Remember is important. If you had a mistake in your past, remember. But don't dwell in there, feel yourself discouraged. You can get out of there. Yeah. So, Ecclesiastes 7:10, Deuteronomy 32:7-12. Because of these two verses, choosing for the, you know, the point out this way, because of this. And also the Christians, Matthew chapter 6 verse 34 says, don't worry about tomorrow. And don't worry about what you eat, what you drink, what you wear. Because God will provide for you. And Jesus is showing that. Look at the, you know, outside. all the plants, all the nature out there. The glory is more, you know, there is, the better than the Solomon's time of glory. God will feed them, God will give them all the, you know, food for everything for them, provide for them. We also same thing. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is things tomorrow. It doesn't mean that don't abuse this word. Tomorrow is a final, so today just don't study, because tomorrow is a tomorrow. So I don't study. It's okay. God will provide me. God promised for tomorrow. No, that's wrong idea. Okay, don't use God's word like this. Then God doesn't like it. Then you will experience a failure. Then you say, God, how come you don't help me? When I received the exam paper, I don't know anything. So you're supposed to give me inspiration to find out all the answers. No! You abuse God's almightiness, God's grace. You know, that's not the way. What I'm saying is, you try to do your best today, your life. Then today is enough. Tomorrow, He will provide for you. That's what it meant. So, Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Erlinda Cho. Thank you. The verse 3 is, commit your words to the Lord, and your plan will be established. Things you know, in your plan and everything, after you design that, you put everything upon to God's hands. That God will provide for you. Just like, you know, Joseph, when he was in the prison, there's two people came in. The one is, you know, the cupbearer, and the other one is, you know, the bread maker. Yeah. And then they both of them had a dream. Yeah. One he find out that you know, he can go out after 3 days to serve him again for the cupbearer. The other one is the food, you know, the bread maker, hang to death. So he knows that the hope is to talk to you know, the cupbearer. When you go out, please remember me. I haven't done any wrong things to do to be cast into these prisons. Please remember me. But then this cupbearer went out. He forget about 2 years. But at that time, Bible never mentioned that, you know, the Joseph, he complained. He never. He wait. Time comes. So once you set the plan to do it, and leave it alone and pray to God. Leave it alone means don't do anything. You try do your best. That's what you have done, and then leave it up to God's hands. Yeah, that's what it is. We have 5 minutes, so we can just... There's all this Bible verse is good. Hopefully you can find it. You know, this is all good. No time, so okay. It's okay. We have 5 minutes, so... the last one is this, if you... Acts chapter 2, verse 17, you know, not 07. There is no 007. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Number 3, you know, circle number 3 is be faithful to the life of today. Save the years, they say. And also, we know the Lord's Prayer. We ask God for what? Give us tomorrow bread. Today bread is enough, right? What is it? The Lord's Prayer? Daily bread. Yeah, daily bread. That means today bread is enough. Yeah. Tomorrow belongs tomorrow, so it's okay. As long as I survive today, then, you know, tomorrow God will provide for me. That is the, that means that there's confidence. But don't misunderstand, the Bible says, you know, the daily bread is enough. So I earn the money, I spend all the monies. So then tomorrow, you know, God will provide for me. No, that's a wrong understanding of the Bible. That's considered very foolish too. Don't do that. Okay. We're talking about spiritual mentality issue. So live a day wisely. You can live a beautiful life. $1,440, remember. Each minute is $1 counted, then it's $1,440. Yeah, hopefully that you can spend this right purpose so that, you know, that you can make your life to be maximized, to be make a meaningful way. Yeah. The time management, the tip, I say the number one is do you have a clear goal in your life? I say, have you seen the how people build a house, those with the brick? California is different, using the big, you know, panel and the together and the four panel and the make, you know, but in the ancient time, old times, they made a brick, right? And then piling up. Is that? Have you seen it? How they making the house? There's all the material here. You say you build a house. Can you build? What you supposed to do first thing? If you want to build a house, what are you going to do first? First things? Huh? Foundation. Foundation. Found anybody else? You build a house in a house, but not the California way. It's with the ancient way. Ancient way house. Ancient way. Nowadays it's different. There's a bricks, you know. There's a many bricks. All the materials there, and then there's a mud here, you know. There's a, you know, tool there, you know. It's... Yes.
Lay down the cornerstone.
Lay down the cornerstones. Lay down the cornerstone. That's good. Anybody else? What is it? Oh, the line up the cornerstones. That's a, yeah. You're better. First, yes. Thank you. What's your name?
Aaron.
You answered. The first one is a plan. If you have no plan, all this is right actually. But plan is first. Plan is first. Plan is what? Plan is important thing. It's a plan. So in a making house, the plan is you know, whatever, ancient or non-ancient. Nowadays, we can call the blueprint. At least you have to draw, you know, what kind of house you want to build. Yeah, the time is up. So plan first. So hope your time is a good time to lay a plan for your life. You can think about it. So God will bless there. And then you don't waste your time. When you shoot the arrow, I hope you can reach to the target, the bullseye way. God will bless you. Let's pray in silence.